With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An American military refueling plane has gone down in western Iraq, rescue efforts underway. U.S. Central Command says the KC-135 crash is not due to hostile fire nor friendly fire. Two aircraft were involved. One did land safely and the other went down. No word yet on the crew members of the plane. The KC-135, commonly known in the armed forces as the Flying Gas Station. A gunman who rammed a Michigan synagogue is dead.
A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into a major synagogue in the Detroit suburbs, then was fatally shot by security.
Nobody at the moment has been confirmed to be hurt.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard.
During security at this temple, as you mentioned.
Yes, it was. And they engaged the threat.
Early on, smoke could be seen billowing from the scene at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township. It's one of the largest synagogues in the U.S. Authorities say the attacker drove through a set of doors and into a hallway. Then the vehicle caught fire. Deputies were able to clear the building, and parents sprinted to get their children from an early childhood learning center inside. I'm Jennifer King.
Another attack, this time Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Two people, including the gunman, are dead, two others injured. The suspect, identified as Muhammad Baylor Jalal. The Senate has passed a broad bill to make U.S. housing more accessible as well as more affordable.
The bill would reduce regulations, regulate corporate investors, and expand how housing dollars can be used to build affordable homes and rentals. It now heads back to the House, which passed a separate version earlier this year. It is unclear whether President Trump would sign it after declaring last weekend he won't sign any new measures unless Congress passes legislation that would require voters to show proof of citizenship. Bob Agner reporting.
And this is SRN News. Will Graham is getting ready to visit Mississippi. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The grandson of Billy Graham is set to preach the gospel March 21st and 22nd at the Gulf Coast Coliseum in Gulfport. Graham says, quote, "There is a burden to see the gospel proclaimed in this pivotal region. I'm going to share what the Bible has to say and point to the Savior, Jesus Christ." He will be joined at the festival by several contemporary Christian music artists. Some 145 churches throughout the region have come together to organize the event. Michael Harrington reporting.
Communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living there or in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country. This is SRN News. Here's the latest on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 6.1%. The average rate is now back to where it was 5 weeks ago, not far from its lowest level in 3.5 years. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, but generally follow the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. That yield has moved higher as the war in Iran stokes inflation fears among bond market investors. I'm Alex Vega.
Newly revealed messages in which a Live Nation employee mocks customers as stupid and says the company's robbing them blind, gaining public attention during the ongoing antitrust trial. Messages highlighted Wednesday in a filing by government lawyers insisting the messages should be evidence in the week-old Manhattan trial. Live Nation is the parent of Ticketmaster. More details, srnnews.com.